If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I tested a man of God the other day who has an apostolic title, and he's a big shot, and we say in Italian a peso novante, a 90 caliber, a big shot, and we were talking, so I thought, he's talking all this big stuff, so I said, I'm going to try him. I said, yeah, man, because he was telling me about God, you know, getting him the finance to build the church, and also, I said, oh, praise God. I said, oh, maybe we can try this out. And I said, yeah, because God instructed us to build, and he is not giving me any mortgage direction. That everything we need is in our church. He said, well, see, God's got you building the church, not a building. He said, that's why he's not telling you to get a mortgage, because he ain't talking about a physical build. I said, well, I can't talk to him no more. See, people with no faith legitimize it in the flesh. Had he been a real apostle, he'd say, go for it, man of God, because God's got your $23 million, and I don't care if he has to tap Bill Gates. I serve a God that'll wake up Bill Gates and say, write a check to Bethel and send it over to them FedEx. I don't know about you, but I believe God. And don't you even come to me with a banker. I'm past bankers. See, that's what the Holy Ghost has come to do. The reason why we are living subservient lives is because we won't allow the Holy Spirit to give us vision of spiritual greatness. You are looking at your situation and owning it rather than looking at your situation and using it. This is not where I am to stay. Oh, God, listen to me. Why is he here? Paul says something in Romans 12. He says, don't be conformed to the world. Don't think like the world. Don't rationalize like the world. Don't accept like the world. The doctor's diagnosis for you that are born again is not the final word. The doctor writes in pencil. God writes in ink. Things written in pencil can be erased. The doctor says, based on the results, this is what you have. But for the believer, in Romans 12, we say, based on the word, this is what I have. I have healing. I have deliverance. I have prosperity. I have success. I have victory. Be not conformed to this world, but watch. Undergo transformation by the renewing of your thought life. By the renewing of your thought life. How does the Christian think? Holy Spirit has come to teach us how to think. That's what Jesus said in John's gospel. He will take what is mine and unveil it to you. The unveiling there is a mental concept to teach you how to think, to stop owning the pencil diagnosis and get a hold of the blood written diagnosis. Now, I got to dispel a myth. That doesn't mean everything's going to go the way you want it to go. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But stop whining. Stop whining. I went to some pastoral function. I don't even know where it was. God has me going all these things now. And we had some out-of-town guests to attend this particular function. And there's a husband and wife team. And when they arrived, they were the keynotes. And when they arrived, they were a little late getting to us. And when they arrived, someone said, did you get lost? And the wife responded, we don't get lost. We have adventures. And that stayed with me. Because you only have adventures when you go someplace you've never been. I don't have adventures in Philadelphia. But I can't give directions in Philadelphia either. Someone stops me and says, sir, can you please tell me how to get this on? So, yeah, I can tell you. It's not the proper interrogative. Can you tell me? Yes, I can tell you. Would you tell me? No. Well, why not? Because you would not understand. Take this road down three lights. Now you're going to see a drunk man on the corner. He's there every day. When you get to the drunk man, turn right. Then go down to the yellow, not the green store, the yellow store. It's got pink lights in the front. Turn left there and kind of juxtapose to the right. Now, why can't I give them directions? Because I'm not paying attention to the street signs. Even when you invite people to your parties, you don't tell them the party's at 2931. You say the party, there'll be some red balloons out front. They ain't looking for an address because most of the addresses are taken down anyway and sold for crack. Most of us don't even know our phone number. You know what my phone number is? 5. That's my phone number. My phone number is 5 on my phone. Why? We don't need those things. We function within our parameters. And that's why we can't tell people how to get places. We'll tell them, go ahead. You see that cop on the corner? That's the Holy Spirit. He'll tell you how to get to where you want to, but I can't. That's why you can't talk to every Christian, because they on an adventure. They don't know how to get to the place of peace. You're frustrated. They don't know how to get there because they've never been. I've been in every section of the city. Why do you think God takes you through so many trials? So when he sends a new person, you can tell them, I can't tell you how to get there, but I'll take you by the hand, I'll show you. The lady over here, outside of Arcadia, was trying to get to somewhere on Cheltenham Avenue. And she was asking me how to get there, and I didn't know what to say. So even for her to come to me, to ask me, was monumental. So I said, get in and I'll take you. She got in. I thought to myself, there's something coming off of me that made her get in my car for me to take her. And I thought, well, I can't let her down. I got in the car and took her over, and she got out. She said, thank you so much, sir. I said, Jesus loves you. She said, I know he does, because he sent you. I said, oh, my goodness, she must be born again. To recognize that when you're in a moment of despair, the Holy Spirit will send. You're not hearing me. God doesn't leave you isolated. God doesn't leave you by yourself. Somebody filled with the Holy Ghost will come to help you, but you've allowed the devil to make you so cynical, you won't see your help coming. So Paul says what? Get a new way of thinking. Get a new way of thinking. I'm not by myself. I'm not able to function by myself. I'm part of a body. You hearing me? I'm part of a body. Holy Spirit comes to teach me that. I'm part of a body. That's what Jesus said he's going to come and do. What? He's going to come and fuse you together. And no matter how much individuality you have in your life from your previous existence, you are dependent on the person sitting next to you, in front of you, and behind you. And everything that you have in you is designed to bless the person around you. I need you to maximize your position and minimize your struggle. Because you do not know what God will do through you at any given time. You walk out of your home, you're on the subway, or better yet, let's make it more dramatic. You walk out of your home to go to work and your car does not start. You don't have time to fool with it because you have to get to work for an important assignment. So you thank God that you're close to a bus that will take you to a subway or a train so that you may get to your place of employment. While you're riding said bus or train, someone comes on to that particular conveyance and sits down next to you. It's amazing that no one else has occupied the seat next to you. And there's been scores of people who have come on to that particular mode of transportation. God has made the seat look full. So when this one person enters the bus, the train, they come and sit next to you. In your mind, you're going over the reality that you may need a starter, so you're pricing it out. You may need a battery, so you're looking for the receipt in your mind saying, you know, I should have bought the Die Hard. And you're going over all of your problems, and the person sits next to you, unbeknownst to you, they've occupied the space. As you travel, they engage you in a simple conversation. Might start off with, I've never seen you on this train before. Oh, well, I don't normally ride the train. I normally drive, but my car wouldn't start today. Oh, sorry to hear that. You know, my mother died 3 or 4 days ago, and I have to go downtown and work on some issues, and my heart's pretty broken up about it, and I don't know what to do about it. I feel kind of low. And in the midst of you anticipating your non-starting automobile, God has placed somebody next to you. And they say something such as, you know, I was praying and asking God, where is he? This situation is overwhelming to me and my heart is broken and I've been asking God to help me. And you're sitting in that chair. Hear me clearly. You are God's answer to them. I need you to see yourself as answers from God to certain people. It is not a problem. It is an opportunity for you to give them the facts that God has not abandoned you because you're here. And God loves you because he sent me to give you an encouraging word. And God is not mean because it is appointed unto man once to die. And the principal question is, are you born again? And so God turns tragedy into triumph through spirit-filled people. In other words, brothers and sisters, stop looking at negative things that happen in your life as problems.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Friday Night Explosion Services Part 3 continues on Friday, November 4th, 7 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come out and enjoy the presence of the Lord with high praise and spirited worship as Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. delivers a powerful message from the Word of God. Prayer begins at 6 p.m., followed by service at 7 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue. We look forward to seeing you. Come and be blessed.